This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a ring right now. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Going to be talking about VIE, volatility, inflation, and employment this morning. A little bit of everything for you. If you've got questions, though, don't forget we get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And we are joined in studio this morning by C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to see you, C.J. How are you, Malia?
Wonderful. Welcome to summer.
Yeah. Oh, it's an officially beautiful day, and I'm jealous. My wife and son are at the zoo today on a field trip. I thought, man, how did I end up at work? And I said, I really want to hang out with the folks from Klaus. We'll catch up with them for lunch. So we've got a fun, as always, and very informative program ahead. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com, link not only to this week's podcast, but all the previous shows' podcasts. You can also sign up and get an each and every week email from Klaus Financial with their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's online, klausfinancial.com. We'll also be doing a little bit later in the program the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later on in the program. Again, the prize this week, a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. Absolutely fantastic there. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But first, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and not only do the question, but do the answer as well.
Yes, so last week's question was, what percentage can a spouse collect of their spouse's Social Security benefit at their full retirement age? And it was multiple choice. Is it 50% or 100%? Answer was, you can collect a spousal benefit that will provide 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit as calculated at their full retirement age, the FRA we spoke of. Had lots of listeners last week, but congratulations to our winner was Dennis from Wanakee. So thanks for listening and calling in, and listen carefully today.
Absolutely. We'll be doing one again this morning. Again, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Barnes & Noble. You think of the things that might keep you up at night, makes people nervous. Of course, when it comes to retirement planning, is volatility. We start seeing volatility in the markets. How should people, work to kind of deal with this and kind of handle volatility, which is in the markets right now?
Yes. So for anybody who's been watching, the market has done quite well so far this year. However, it really is coming off of a big drop at the end of last year in the fourth quarter. So overall markets dropped in the fourth quarter. We've seen a recovery, and a lot of people are saying, okay, I'm kind of back up to one of my all-time highs. And so now the question becomes, hey, I've been listening to you and Malia and the crew over there at Klaus Financial about retirement planning, and I'm getting kind of nervous, right? I'm close to retirement. Portfolio's at all-time highs. What are some things I should be doing? So the short answer is to begin to educate yourself on how the economy really works. Remember, we all kind of know this intuitively, but we don't always apply it to our lives, which is negative news sells, right? And so when you're watching MSNBC or CNN, they're not there to give you like the uplifting picture of everything going on in the world. Although there are some, by the way, that are trying to sprinkle that in now. But that's not really what they're trying to do. They're trying to sell ads or bring your attention to something. And so if you're getting your economic outlook or stock market outlook from MSNBC or any kind of news channel, watch out. You might get a jaded perspective. So begin to educate yourself. It's not that we're against that information, but really know what's going on. It's very common for people to come into our office, say, I heard the market's crashing, and we go, what? It's up at an all-time high. I don't even know what you're talking about. So there, again, that's that kind of negativity sells. So begin to educate yourself. And today we thought we might discuss some of the meaning behind top economic indicators, one of them being GDP. There's actually 5 GDP, which is gross domestic product, by the way, 5 GDP statistics that give you a good snapshot and measure the health of the United States economy. So those 5 GDP measures, one would be U.S. nominal GDP, again, gross domestic product, is the basic measure of the economic output of the entire country. That currently stands at about $21 trillion per year. real GDP. Whenever you hear the term real rates of return or real GDP, whatever it is just simply nominal minus inflation. Nominal, so whatever the print number is, right? We grew at 10%, right? Or my stock is up 10%. Well, the question is, what is the quote-unquote real? That is just nominal minus inflation. So the real GDP would be the nominal GDP minus inflation, and that corrects itself for price changes. Currently, this number is around 19 trillion. So again, nominal was 21, real is about 19 trillion. And then, of course, the GDP growth rate measures how fast the economy is growing. And currently, our GDP for the first quarter of 2019 was around 3.2%. So it is positive. Which is a good thing, by the way. It's one of the reasons we don't believe we're in the midst of a recession or right next to a recession yet, at least, because we still have positive growth in the United States. And then here's the fourth component. U.S. real GDP per capita is taking that real GDP number of 19 trillion and dividing it into the number of Americans. That gets us at about 60,000 a year. And then finally, one that has gotten a lot of press lately is the debt to GDP ratio, which is taking our debt, our national debt, divided by the GDP of the United States, whether that be real the real GDP rate or the nominal one. And that is about 105%, folks. That's what you're hearing is we have a higher than 100% debt to GDP ratio. And that starts to get scary. Most economists will say around 120 to 130% is where it gets real scary. Now, to be clear, we have had it really low at times and we've had it higher at times. In 1946, we reached a peak of 120% debt to GDP. And in 1981, we had a low of about 32% debt to GDP. So we've seen it higher, we've seen it lower. Right now, we're at a higher level, which has some people concerned.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you. You can pick up the phone, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the show. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit about inflation and, of course, when it comes to economic trade, where it applies and what you need to know about that. We'll do that next, as well as take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're talking to CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that appointment is complimentary. Telephone number 442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about some important factors when it comes to retirement planning, some things that have an effect on your portfolio. And I think we've recently talked not too long ago a little bit about inflation, and it's an important economic trend, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something we bring up on occasion because it really does affect your pocketbook, looking at your retirement future when it comes to drawing off your portfolio and how much you're going to have to draw off because of inflation. And this is why we really have to stay invested. You know, we talk to clients every day and someone might mention that they have an excess amount that they just have sitting in savings, not earning anything, or under their pillow and under their mattress. And this is why we do need to stay invested with a good amount of our investment dollars, because it needs ultimately to keep up with inflation. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about average inflation rate historically has run about 3.22%. But we try to stay current here at Money in Motion, and so we wanted to reveal what the current inflation rate is, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. And they revealed just last week the Consumer Price Index, or the CPI, that the current inflation rate is currently 2% for the 12 months ending April 2019. So the most recent inflation indicator has shown us that it's currently standing at 2%. So this gives us a sampling as to whether the average consumer is facing inflation. And when we have lower inflation, we generally understand that's beneficial for the economy because it encourages us all to go out and buy goods and services. Now, the flip side is it's not always so good from a personal standpoint, because people have a tendency, if they're out purchasing the new TV and everything like that, that actually helps the economy. But for your personal well-being, household finances, perhaps you're not saving as much as you want to. So as financial planners, retirement planners, we're always trying to find that nice balance for our clients. Certainly, we want them helping the economy, but we want to make sure that they're putting away enough in their retirement funds, diversifying them so they can keep up with inflation so that they'll have enough in the future to draw off of. But ultimately, lower inflation is a better thing for most of us. It also makes it more appealing to borrow money because interest rates tend to be a little lower. Again, you've heard us preach upon this many, many times. We don't want you to run out and grab a loan just because it's lower interest, but that tends to be kind of a catalyst for people that are looking to perhaps refinance a house, looking at their debt that they currently have on the books and say, you know, maybe it's a good time to take a look at that. So lower inflation, lower interest rates are beneficial to the economy overall. So keep that in mind.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Sorry about that, CJ. I know you're going to add something there, weren't you?
No, so, you know, here's something that doesn't get pressed nowadays, because, again, negative news tends to sell. As Malia's talking about inflation there, we have to recognize 2% is a really low average inflation number. Looking at it over history, it's been 3.22. We're at 2%. One of the jobs of the Federal Reserve is to try to keep inflation in check. Inflation has been somewhat non-existent since 2008 after the market correction in 2008. That's been 11 years now. So here's what doesn't get press. Do you realize that over the last 11 years, we have had unprecedented stock market performance, if you've been invested in your 401k, IRA, or after-tax account, unprecedented stock market performance with almost no inflation? Said another way, who really cares what your nominal rate of return is if inflation is eating it all up, right? Really, what you should care about is your real rate of return. But here's what's unbelievable about the last 11 years. You've had, say, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% rates of return or more without inflation eating it up. That simply means that while it may not be your highest nominal rate of return in the last 50 years, I'll bet it's your highest real rate of return in your entire lifetime. That's a big deal, folks. I mean, and again, you don't hear this because it's positive and that doesn't usually hit news. But in our humble opinion, the last 11 years has been just been fantastic for our average client because of the low inflation rate.
Fantastic perspective. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I mentioned earlier the website, KlossFinancial.com. Great website. You can learn all about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled KLAAS. Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk a little bit about employment or unemployment figures. We'll find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial what we need to know there. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We've got Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial with us this morning for Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget about Kloss's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talked a little bit before the break, mentioned, of course, the current unemployment or employment figures, or more specifically unemployment. What are we seeing there? What are some of those numbers and how does that apply?
Yes, the current employment figures are very important. You'll hear people talk about employment or unemployment. As they refer to unemployment, they're usually talking about a rate, whereas employment is talking about new people getting employed. But we'll focus on the rate for now, so the unemployment rate. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.6% in April of 2019 from 3.8% from the previous month. It was the lowest jobless rate since 1969. So another kind of sign of the health of the U.S. economy is the unemployment rate. Unemployment rate in the United States has averaged 5.75% from 1948 until 2019. It did reach an all-time high of 10.8% in November of 1982 and a record low of 2.5% in May of 1953. So again, 3.6% compared to our record low of 2.5 is pretty great. As a matter of fact, the Federal Reserve, again, is charged with trying to maintain what's called full employment, and they consider full employment anything around 4%. Mm. So the United States is considered fully employed. Now, here's an interesting fact that Malia pulled together for us on the show, which is really kind of cool. The Wisconsin unemployment rate, according to the BLS Current Population Survey, known as the CPS, the unemployment rate for Wisconsin as of March of 2019 was 2.9%. Oh. That means that the state's unemployment rate was actually darn near a full 1% lower at that time than the U.S. national average. So that's pretty cool.
Very, very cool information. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial is complimentary. What about folks that are nearing retirement? And we were talking a little bit about volatility. Also, I think people worry about things like correction. Let's talk a little bit about those folks that are just a few years until retirement. What do you advise? What's your guidance there?
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to say thank you to Sean this morning for giving us a new acronym. I want you to know I noticed your VI there,
yes.
Your volatility, inflation, and employment. That was great.
Do what I can.
Yeah, I love it. So volatility does create a little unrest in us as we approach retirement, as CJ started out with this morning. So we really do ask our listeners that, you know, they sit down with their financial professional and look at perhaps backing off the risk in their portfolio in the last couple years prior to retirement. That doesn't mean your money should be sitting in cash. That's why we discussed inflation this morning. Shouldn't be sitting in cash, but really what we want to make sure of is that you've got a, you know, as we've always talked about, your emergency reserve, an ample amount of money to be able to allow it to grow and keep up with inflation and look at opportunities to diversify. So we really want people to understand that to back off risk means that once you retire, we want you to be able to stay retired. Sometimes people try to time the market. It's never a good idea. And we want to make sure that ultimately your portfolio can withstand the ups and the downs of the market and it's not dependent on the day that you actually retire because nobody knows what that market might look like at that time. And understand that, you know, there are certain stock market corrections. We just wanted to define that today. So when the market falls 10% from a 52-week high, that is considered a pullback, a stock market correction, but it's a natural part of the market cycle. And so in order to, again, since we can't time that, it's a good idea to really take a good look at where your portfolio stands, where the debt level stands, and make some good, prudent decisions moving forward with that.
Fantastic. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Real quick, one of the things, too, as we kind of talk about this, diversification, that's something you guys stress on this show, isn't it?
It is, yes. We stress diversification, and as Malia was talking about, you know, a correction being defined as 10% or more from its 52-week high. A fascinating statistic is that since 1932 to today, corrections of 10 to 20% happen on average about every 2 years. Now, for those who don't know, we haven't had a lot of these corrections in the last 11 years.
Wow.
Now, 2008 was a significant one. That was more of a recession or bear market. But since then, we've only had a couple of these. And so we've kind of gotten lulled to sleep, I would say. We've had really fantastic returns in the last 11 years, really low inflation, really low unemployment numbers, a growing economy. And what we would say for everybody is to really sit with your financial advisors now, because you don't want to get greedy and you want to really be aware of where am I relative to retirement, because we would say we're definitely kind of at the peak of a cycle, right? And what comes after peaks can be recessions. Now, peaks can last quite a while, but we just think for anybody getting close to retirement, here's kind of the word to the wise is go sit with your financial advisor and just make sure that you are prepared for whenever that next drawback occurs. It's not something to be afraid of, something to be aware of and make sure you're prepared for it.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, they join us each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. right here on 1310 WIBA. You can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the current inflation rate for the United States as of May 10th, 2019. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. Again, that is Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. 442-5637. Making it hard this week. Not a multi-guess. So if you're listening closely, though, you heard the answer. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.